Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify. Anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars here today on the C2P platform. And we have a fantastic young man on the program. He was down at Fort Worth at the College Gridiron Showcase early this year, an awesome opportunity to do exactly what that says, showcase his skills in front of NFL scouts. It's none other than the Chattanooga, formerly Marist safety, DB, All-American, Clay Fields the third. Clay, you've had a great career. Welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Oh, everything's good, and I appreciate you for having me on the show.
We're excited to get you on. There's a lot to talk about, and you're a talented young man, so it even makes it that much more fun to get you on the program and share you with our draft audience. So I'm curious, can you believe your time collegiately is kind of come and gone, and now you're in Nashville at X3? Preparing for pro day and combine prep and personal workouts and all the things that come with being in your current position?
A lot of people say college flies by, and they're definitely right, because I still remember the day that I went up to Marist as a freshman and just starting over. So this has been a great experience and just a great ride for me so far.
Yeah, And you've had success earlier. I mean, from Marist to Chattanooga, you've had this success. I'm curious. I mean, I think you've exceeded your collegiate schools. I mean, you're a big-time talent. How did you kind of get lost in the shuffle coming out of high school?
There's a lot of talent in Jersey in terms of private schools and stuff like that. And a lot of because we actually had a losing record at my high school my senior year, so that kind of foreshadowed a little bit of what the talent we actually had a little bit. And I guess because of my size a little bit, a lot of people just thought that maybe it wasn't worth it. But as you can see throughout my career, that I proved a lot of people wrong.
Oh, Clay, you've definitely proved a lot of people wrong, and that's why I just wanted to touch base on it. And you listen, you're not the first guy that's come on the program where maybe the size and what they're looking for immediately isn't there. You kind of build into or grow into that frame. I'm curious, what was your frame kind of leaving high school, heading off to Marist, and what's your height weight right now?
Well, I'm pretty similar in terms of okay. Height and weight. I probably came in about maybe 5'8". About 205 pounds, and now I'm about 5'10", 200. So I gained a lot more muscle from coming out of high school, and definitely got a lot faster, as you could probably see on tape throughout the years. So
excellent stuff. Once again, Clay Fields the third here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. I got to ask, were you the better athlete in Jersey as a kid playing Pop Warner or Pee Wee, or did it take some time for you to kind of, become one of the better athletes?
Well, I would say I was definitely one of the better athletes coming out of, like, playing Little League in Jersey. But also, there was a lot of competition. So that kind of helped me prepare playing for high school and college, really. Just because of the amount of talent that I was already used to seeing and already playing against.
Nice. And so you're doing your thing. Great career at Marist. You go off to Chattanooga, and then you wind up at the CGS. So this is, I guess, where we kind of get into the NFL side of it. If you're sitting with these scouts, Clay, they're watching your tape. What do you think they're going to love about you? What, in terms of the position, what's going to pop off the film?
Definitely my physicality in terms of not being scared to tackle whoever has the ball. Definitely my situational awareness, just being able to understand where the sticks are and understanding route concepts and what teams like to do.
Nice. Very well said. Very said. Now, this is your show. We do know NFL personnel listen in. I know you got to talk to NFL personnel down at the CGS, but is there anything else that goes unnoticed about your game that needs to be mentioned? This is your opportunity. Team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie, maybe some of the defensive schemes that you had didn't allow you to showcase certain skills. This is your chance. Anything else to add to fall in the good graces of these NFL teams?
Well, first, I'd just like to say that me personally, it goes, like you said, it goes unnoticed because you don't really see this type of things. Like, because for me, I'm more of a, I want to bring the best out my teammates and allow them to play more freely. So when I'm out there, you could tell there's a difference when people are allowed to be themselves and have a better understanding of, like, what they do best. And I feel like I bring the best out of other people. So when you watch film, you can notice how, especially when I'm on a certain side with a corner or a safety, that they really allowed themselves to be themselves and be playmakers. Like when you look at Mears, there's a couple people that you can notice that really we kind of do some things on the fly, but it works out because the way that we study film and, like I said, have a better understanding of what teams try to get to, and we're able to, you know, take that away or make plays and set other teammates up to make plays and things like that. Also, great special teams guy. I'm willing to play whatever position. I'm willing to do whatever I have to do to make sure the team's good at the end of the day. If that means I got to sit in on field goal, even we all know no one likes to do that, but I'm willing to do whatever I have to do for my teammates. And even that means I have to push my limits and things like that.
Very well said. Very, very well said, Clay. That camaraderie you said with your teammates where, you know, you kind of fed off each other. I like to say maybe it's like a Stockton Malone where, you know, you already knew what the other one was doing. It didn't need to be said. You just had that bond. Was that a lot of just film study together? How do you kind of build up that relationship? I think it's a trust as well where, you know that they're going to do their job, you're going to do their job. It creates an atmosphere of trust, which I think in turn creates an atmosphere of relaxing, and not in terms of relaxing on the field, but you're just in a relaxed state where you're confident.
Oh, definitely. It's a mixture of watching film, then on top of that, like I said, knowing, like, who I'm playing with, like, their abilities. So we can make adjustments during practice, try new things out to see what works. And just stuff like that just gives people a, like you said, more relaxed state of mind. And once we're in the game, we have different adjustments to go to. And on top of that, if one of the things we practice didn't work, okay, we can go back to this, or we have answers for a lot of different things.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Clay Phillips III here on the C2P talking some NFL draft and finding what this young man brings to this draft class. Do you get comparisons to anybody? Maybe there's a Monday night game and the next day, you know, your coaches, family, friends are saying, hey, Clay, you know, we saw so-and-so last night, and, you know, when we see him, you know, there's maybe some similarities?
For me, my personal opinion, I see myself as like a Desmond King. A short, stocky type of DB that can still run, play zone, great zone player, also play man, and not scared to tackle. One I do like to say is a little old-fashioned, but like a Brian Dawkins type of player, guy that's not scared to hit anybody, willing to take on linemen, tight ends, it doesn't matter.
love it. I love that physicality and nice comparisons. Nice, the King and Dawkins. Very great. Very, very. I love those, especially the King. We're not going to get a lot of that, so it makes it unique and shows you that you really are kind of studying and are a student of the game. We've been talking X's and O's the entire show. Outside the game of football, Clay, do you have any other interests or hobbies or passions?
It's actually pretty funny. I actually can cook very well. If it wasn't for football, I actually would have went to the Culinary Institute because that was a passion of mine for a little bit. Let me think. What else? I guess I would say just into – I'm starting to get into, like, clothes and different sneakers and different things like that. I also ran a sneaker reselling business with my best friend back home called MJ Select that we had for a while we were beginning of college and high school. So I'm just open to trying new things depending on the area that I'm in.
Cool, man. I tell you what, we ask a lot of questions and we get a lot of responses, but not a lot of guys had that much feedback in terms of really some quality off the field interest. The culinary thing is very impressive, and we're going to kind of get back to that in a moment, but we're going to finish the show. We call it Three and Out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you could pick either one of the schools that you went to. You could pick Marist or Chattanooga, but what coach during practice had the biggest pet peeve? It could be a head coach, assistant coaches, but if you did this during practice, you, your teammates, you might catch some hell.
Okay, my coach Lorenzo Ward down in Chattanooga. Actually, I have two. So, Lorenzo Ward, his big thing was wrapping up in practice, even though it was thud. And if we weren't, like you said, they were going to give us hell if we weren't wrapping up. So it got to the point where one guy would hold them up while letting everyone else get there and everyone get a hit at the ball. Then one more I got at Marist was Scott Rumsey, our D coordinator. His big thing was pursuing to the ball, and rarely we did pursuit drills. And I think after one game or practice, I can't completely remember, he told us if we don't start running to the ball, he's going to make us do pursuit drills until we throw up. So it wasn't he's definitely playing, but we knew that it's somewhere he might be serious, so we weren't taking that chance.
I love it. And you were down at the CGS opportunity to kind of talk to teams. Was there anything said that kind of really put some validation in all the hard work from one of the scouts that you spoke to?
I was talking to – hold on. I'm sorry. I just want to get his name correct so I'm not saying the wrong thing. He's actually one of the head – scouts of the Miami Dolphins, and he actually had me speak to him about just going over film, just having a better understanding of basically what's going on in the game, what guys are supposed to be doing. And it kind of I was showing him how the chemistry of the DB room had. In terms of I know how kind of everyone plays and things like that, just demonstrating my understanding of who I'm playing with and what we're going to get in the game. And just really things like that. It just showed me that my IQ level on the field is definitely high enough to be able to impress a team. And I can sit in the same room and really talk football with coaches and things like that.
That's a great response, Clay. And I'm sure that has to put some, just validate all the hard work and to know that you really do know what you're going on. Now, this one, I'm excited just because you mentioned culinary and your passion to cook. So this is your show, but I always like to say draft week, draft weekend, you're waiting to hear your name come off the board. You're waiting to find out where you're going to sign. who's the best cook in your family, Clay, and what would you like that person, could be you, to have prepared as you celebrate this next football journey on draft day?
Really, I feel like it's me. I'm the best cook. But but I have to do give it to my mom because she is the one that taught me how to cook. So I would probably want her to make me a nice chicken parm.
Ooh.
With, yeah, you can never go wrong with a chicken parm. Never go wrong.
No, you can't. No.
And, everything she does, so this stuff probably doesn't go together, but this is probably what I would want, is chicken parm, her baked mac and cheese, asparagus. One Spanish dish she does make is called panin. It's a pork type of dish where you put it in the oven, like stuff like that. And she makes a killer stew too as well. So I'll probably have a nice beef stew.
Well, your mom is going to be busy, so you got her down for chicken parm, mac and cheese, asparagus, the Spanish dish, and the stew. So she's going to be a busy lady, and I'm glad you said that because you can't cook for your own draft party. That's you got to. That's a day for you to just kind of celebrate and take it all in. But hey, she's on the clock for preparing a great day of meals, and you, my friend, are on the clock for the 2024 NFL draft after a fantastic collegiate career. Clay, we appreciate your time today. We always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my friend.
Thank you, and I appreciate you for having me on the show.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout from Chattanooga, the standout, Clay Fields III, here on the C2P. As always, we appreciate you. Stop on by.
This has been a C2P exclusive.